On the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been rolled away and Jesus' body removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved.
"They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him."
"Take us there."
Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went to the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look inside and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and was amazed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary, she stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Christ had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her,
"Woman, why are you weeping? They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him."
When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus.
"Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?"
Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him,
"Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I'll take him away."
Jesus said to her,
"Mary."
She went to him and said to him in Hebrew,
"Rabboni,"
which means teacher.
"Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Now go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Go to them."
Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples,
"I have seen the Lord."
And she told them what he had said to her.
"He is risen.
He is risen.
He is
risen.
Jesus is alive.
He is risen
indeed. Come on, we must tell everyone.
Jesus is alive.
Let's tell the
others. Go."
Then Jesus Christ, the great man he was crucified. Put him in the tomb, throw the stone in front of the tomb. Thus ends the obituary of the life of Jesus Christ. Signed, ready, that should be good enough for the paper. Clarion will be very happy about that one. What a man. Wait a second. Did they say something? Did you hear anything? Oh, come on. You guys have the best seat in the house. They said something, right? I didn't come all the way up here for that. Did you hear anything? Wait, nothing? Nothing? I could swear I heard something. Nobody heard anything. I'm hearing things. Did you hear Jesus is risen? Anybody hear that? Oh, that's one. All right, one person knows what's going on, I think. What's going on? This is wrong. This is so wrong. How about you guys? Did you hear any good news? I'm quoting you. Okay. Anybody here? Did you hear something? No, I didn't. That's not possible. Anybody over here hear anything? Did you hear something weird coming out of their mouths? He's risen? Anybody? You hear it? Yeah. Anybody? Did you hear he's risen? You did? What in the world is going on? That's impossible. This is the most impossible thing I've ever seen, ever heard. I don't get what's going on. I'm a pretty logical man, but even this doesn't make any sense. He's gone? No. He can't be back. He can't. I saw him myself on Golgotha up there. He was crucified. They rolled that stone in front of that tomb. I wrote this myself. I'm going to get fired if this is wrong. Oh, he was dead. I know it. I reported on it. I was ready to submit it. I was ready to click enter. Okay. All right, I'll give it One chance. Here we go. Let's take a peek. No. No, this is some idle tale. Somebody's pulling a fast one on me and all of you. He's not here. That's not possible. He's somewhere. Now, sure, I saw Lazarus get up and walk right out of his tomb, but Jesus called him out. Jesus is dead. Jesus is not getting back up. There's nobody to resurrect this guy. All right. Hold on. Let me look. One more time. Yeah, there's a few marks there, but nobody. 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 Maybe in the flowers? Oh, nope, nobody. Nobody's here. All right. Everybody take a deep breath. He's gone. It's okay. It's just my job. Let's take a look at the notes. I've seen so many things. Something in here has to tell me what's going on. Let's see. Yeah, I remember the water being turned into wine. That's pretty incredible. Doesn't mean he came back. He talked to the woman at the well. I wouldn't have talked to her, but he did. That's amazing. He told the invalid here, get up and walk when everybody walked around him, and he got up, took his mat and walked right out there. That's weird. He fed 5,000. I remember that. And they still had food left over. Raised Lazarus, like I said. Got down low. Washed their feet. All right, something's not adding up. I clearly didn't do this right. This is no ordinary guy here. What did he say? Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. No. That makes some sense, but what about, oh, this one. There's no greater love than to give one's life for friends. No. I am the resurrection and the life. Hold on. Siri, what's resurrection mean? No, I don't want to call Dan. I said, tell me what resurrection means. A revival from inactivity or disuse. Well, that sounds about right. I'm the resurrection. He's back? Well, no, he said he was going to suffer. That I understood. He said he was going to die. I know he died. Then he said on the third day he'd rise again. Let's see, Friday, Saturday, oh, Sunday. Oh, that's making some sense. I remember he did all these things, though. This changes the story completely. Everything I just wrote about Jesus needs to change a little bit, because this changes it all. Let's see what happened here. Through his amazing love, he died. Yep, I remember that, the cross. He went to hell, defeated the devil. And now, oh my goodness, he's defeated death. He's not there anymore. He's defeated death. I didn't think this was even possible. No. He's not here. He's risen. Oh, my goodness. Well, so why am I looking for the living among the dead? What am I doing? I'm looking for a dead guy. And he's alive. He's risen. Oh, I'm looking for him, but why am I looking among the dead? He's not. Oh, okay. All right. Brand new story. We got to change this right now. How to spread this out as fast as we can. Because this is no ordinary thing going on. And I can't do it alone. I need help. People aren't going to believe me by myself. I had a hard enough time believing you, but all together, we can maybe tell this, and people might remember it. Because we got to go out there. We got to share this to those that might have heard, need a little refresher, or maybe have never heard that he's alive. I didn't believe it until I heard it, until I heard him say, he's alive, he's risen. We saw it right there. I heard those words. You guys told me it. I didn't want to believe it, but it's true. So we need to practice. This is very important. We're going to send this out to the world. I need you guys, everybody to say, "He is not here, he is risen." That'll do nicely. All right. So, print isn't media that doesn't work anymore for the most part. We need to go live and tell the world what is going on. What's going on? Starting the live. Come. We don't have time for this. We don't have time to wait. Apparently we do. Why have you forsaken me, Facebook? You had one job. I planned it out perfectly. All right. Fine. We'll do it the other way. Okay. We were going to be live, but now this is now. Okay. I have a very important message. It couldn't wait. We need to spread this now and over the internet. Let it travel as loud and far as we can, because you're not going to believe me by myself. Believe them. And them, and them, and them. When they say, "He is not here, he is risen." You got that? That's the story of the century. It will not cost me my job. It is a beautiful story. Go and spread that. Okay. You got that? Oh my. This is the biggest thing ever. And I don't have any time to lose. I'm going to sue Facebook for that. He's got to get it. He's risen. He's out of here. You should sing an amazing song called "Thine is the Glory" while I go outside and tell the world some more.